will begin opening the bids now. Gentlemen, sir, ladies and gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate, official journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidenced that track numbers 44349 through 44384 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Also, we have received no letters of protest for this lease sale.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on track 44349. We did receive one bid on track 44350, advertised as 1,663.84 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 230 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy 1 LP. Hillcore Energy 1 LP. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $51,750. $51,750, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $25,875. $25,875. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44351 through 44358. We did receive one bid on track 44359, advertised as 2,038.84 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 199.35 acres. 199.35 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners LP. Castec Energy Partners LP. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $60,801.75. $60,801.75, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $30,400.88. $30,400.88. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 44360. We did receive one bid on track 44361, advertised as 19.292 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Will Drill Resources, Inc. Will Drill Resources, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,649.09. $13,649.09, or a per acre value of $707.50. Annual rentals are $6,824.55. $6,824.55. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44362, advertised as 53 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 8.24 acres. The bidder is Magnolia Production Company, LLC. Magnolia Production Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,060. $2,060. Or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $1,030. $1,030. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 44363, 6465, or 66. We did receive one bid on track 44367, advertised as 1,344 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 44.17 acres. 44.17 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,471.85. $13,471.85, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $6,735.93. $6,735.93. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 44368. We did receive one bid on track 44369, advertised as 2,492 acres. And this bid is for a portion containing 286.4 acres. 286.4 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $87,352. $87,352, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $43,676. $43,676. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 44370. We did receive one bid on track 44371, advertised as 2,115 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 199.73 acres. 199.73 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $60,917 and 65 cents. $60,917.65, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $30,458.83. $30,458.83. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44372, 7374, or 75. We did receive one bid on track 44376, advertised as 2,496 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 402.03 acres. 402.03 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $122,619.15. $122,619.15, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $61,309.58. $61,309.58. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44377, 7879, 80R81. We did receive one bid on track 44382, advertised as 442 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 51.8 acres. 51.8 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,799. $15,799, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $7,899.50. $7,899.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44383, advertised as 1,753 acres, and this bid is for a portion containing 157.31 acres. 157.31 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $47,979.55. $47,979.55, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $23,989.78. $23,989.78. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 44384, and that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
The committee meetings will begin at 9:30 or when we have a quorum.
Was given.
Morning. Sanders.
Testing.
We miss it. No, no.
We have enough?
There was enough.
Not supposed to have politics in here.
Actually, need to put.
This is a non-politics place.
I can't read that. I don't know.
There's one eye in there.
All right, you ready, Ms. Stacy?
Yes, sir. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Segura. Mr. Schutz is present. Mr. Cordero. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Bruyette.
Here.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Morton. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Height.
Here.
Is present. Mr. Chairman, we have 6 members present and a quorum.
Thank you, Stacy. I appreciate that. Committee is called to order. First, sorry, let's turn it over to you. Begin our business this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Chairman Bruyette and members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,649 active leases covering nearly 700,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 165 leases covering approximately 50,000 acres. And of that 165, there are 4 leases discussed in more detail today. State lease 1450, 1451, 1480, and 14589 in Lake Rackesee Field. ExxonMobil Corporation is our lessee. The committee last reviewed these leases on March 11, 2015. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept ExxonMobil's report regarding ongoing negotiations for a form out on these leases and grant ExxonMobil until June 10, 2015 to finalize the farm out agreement with Farza Operating. By letter dated June 10, 2015, ExxonMobil reported that they had entered into a farm out agreement with Farza Operating covering the southern half of State Lease 14589 effective May 21, 2015. Forza had identified several prospective reservoirs in the state lease 14589 number 2 well to test. ExxonMobil requested that they be granted until January 31, 2016 to report on Forza's efforts. There are tracks up for leasing for the October 14th meeting surrounding these state leases, and therefore the staff is recommending deferring any action on these leases until the November 11, 2000 meeting. Are there any questions?
Any questions of the board?
Would that be November 11, 2015 meeting?
Yes, ma'am. Did I say 16?
I think you said 2000.
Okay, sorry. Yes, that would be 2015.
11-11-2015. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
November 11, 2015. Any questions of the board?
I make a motion accepting the staff recommendations.
Second. Sanders.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Staff recommendations are approved. Any further business?
Yes, sir. I have one matter to bring to your attention on the force majeure report. Energy Properties, Inc. has requested an extension to the force majeure recognition. This was affected by a Texas gas pipeline explosion that happened in 2012. The staff is recommending that we extend recognition until the October 14th, 2015 meeting, and in between then and that, or now and then, we're going to ask that Energy Properties come in and meet with the staff about the continuing situation and how we're going to get this resolved.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, there was on the agenda a state lease 19930 that was due for review in October. It was shut in as a result of flooding from the Mississippi River. We're happy to report the floodwaters went down. They've moved their rig on location, and they have ongoing rig operations right now. So we removed that from the report.
Great. I appreciate that update. Any further business from the staff? Any further business? Any further questions from the board or the public?
Moved.
Hearing none. Do we have a motion to adjourn the committee?
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
All in favor? No opposition.
I do have one question. I believe we need to adopt your recommendation, correct? For force majeure?
Yes, sir. Just disapprove our recommendation with the force majeure.
So I'll make a motion to reopen.
Okay, sure.
Second. Sanders.
We have a motion and a second to reopen the committee. You're proposing, you're asking the board to accept your recommendation on the force majeure.
Yes, sir, if you'd like me to repeat it. The staff would recommend that the board recognize the force majeure from Energy Properties affecting State Lease 725 until the October 14, 2015 board meeting. In between then and now, also require that Energy Properties meet with the staff.
Understood. Any opposition to that recommendation?
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Smooth.
Mr. Sanders seconds the motion. Any opposition to that recommendation of that motion? Hearing none, recommendation is accepted.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the committee. Any opposition? Hearing none, the committee is adjourned.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, I'll have a roll call. Mr. Arnold, Mr. Segura, Mr. Schutz, Mr. Bruyette, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders,
present.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein, Mr. Hike. We have a quorum. I appoint Emil Fontenot to present the agenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, board members. Approval by the board was previously granted to staff to process and advertise 36 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the September 10, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 29 nominations for advertisement. There were 10 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the November 11, 2015 lease sale or pending approval by the board for advertising. For the November 12, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 7 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the November 11, 2015 mineral lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion, Mr. Schutz, second.
Sanders.
Arnold.
Sanders, second.
Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
This completes all of the agenda items.
Motion and second to return the committee meeting. Motion, Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.
Audit committee, come to order. Roll call.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Segura. Mr. Schutz. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Bruyette,
here.
Mr. Klein, Mr. Morton, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Hike.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
And Ms. Rachel Newman to make the presentation to the board. But before she does, I want to make this statement. I had the pleasure of speaking to the Rotary and Kiwanis Club in New Iberia about 10 days or so ago, and Ms. Newman gave me all the necessary information I needed. She did a lot of research and presented it for me and to me, and also had a, not a very bright lawyer being from New Iberia, so I had a bunch of questions for her, and she answered all my questions. She stayed on the telephone with me numerous times, and so I appreciate your assistance, Ms. Newman.
No problem, Mr. Hyde. Thank you. Item number one is a recruitment request from Contango Operators Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $191,640.96. State lease number involved is 21096. For January and February 2015, Contango made duplicate gas royalty payments based on inflated volumes, which resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed an overpayment was made and recommends that Contango Operators Incorporated be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
Are you saying we got to give the money back?
Unfortunately.
I'm not sure I'm for that.
Future royalties are going to take them a while, though.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
Would you like me to proceed with item number two? Okay. Item number two is a request by L-Log Exploration to receive an overpayment recoupment previously approved at the February 11, 2015 State Mineral and Energy Board meeting in the form of a check. The State Mineral and Energy Board approved L-Log to recoup an overpayment in the amount of $50,476.12 from future royalties. L-Log has only one remaining property in the state of Louisiana. The total paid since February 2015 is $1,170.32. Due to the small amount of royalties paid each month, L-Log Exploration Company, LLC, would require years to recoup the amount and has requested a payment in the form of a check instead. Staff recommends approval of this request.
Do we need a motion on each one of these, Mr. Chairman?
I think we do. I also need to ask the staff, I mean the public, if they have any questions.
Yes. Any questions from the public? So should we have a motion for number one?
I'll make a motion on both recruitment requests, one from Contago Operators, one by L-Log Exploration.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Adopted.
Item number three is a request to exclude Cliffs Oil and Gas from the audit schedule. Cliffs Oil and Gas filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on August 13, 2015. Cliffs was a payer of record from April of 1989 through January 1998. Total royalty paid was $65,059.20. Cliffs has never been issued a penalty for late payment or incorrect reporting. Payments were consistently on time. Staff is recommending that the audit of Cliffs Oil and Gas be removed from the 2016 audit cycle because no royalty is at risk.
Any comment from the public? Hearing none. Motion?
I make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second. Second, Sanders.
Any objection? Without objection, approved.
Item number four is a staff report on the Milagro Exploration LLC bankruptcy. They filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on July 15, 2015. Milagro has been a payer of record since December 2007. Total royalty paid to date is $873,987.17. Milagro has never been field audited. Milagro Exploration LLC has been added to the current year's audit schedule.
What does that mean?
It's just for informational purposes. A couple of years ago, the board passed a resolution that staff should address any and all bankruptcies as they arise, and that includes field auditing when we become aware of them. So when we become aware of a bankruptcy, I'm always going to come to you and let you know if we are going to go ahead and do the audit and give you all the information on the company, or, as in the previous bankruptcy with Cliffs, I'll recommend or request permission to exclude them from the schedule. So this is just for informational purposes on the Milagro bankruptcy.
Do they go on any kind of blacklist of any nature?
We typically... I don't know if Ryan wants to address some of that, too, but we do monitor, and it depends on if they maintain any of their leases out of the bankruptcy. Do you want to add to that?
Well, there's not much to add to it except to say, no, they don't go onto a blacklist because, well, we can't do that. But we certainly do put them on enhanced scrutiny because of the bankruptcy to make sure that if the leases get assigned or assumed within the bankruptcy, that the company is paid up, and it's generally something that they're required to do and come clean on dollar for dollar to the state, whichever way it goes. But it's so it's the policy was implemented to make sure that everything is kosher as it goes either from the bankrupt operator or lessee to the new operator or lessee or assignee, or is assumed by the bankrupt entity. But at least at this stage, like Rachel said, there's no action that's necessary. We get into these cases whenever there's a bankruptcy that involves a lease and file a request for a leave from the bankruptcy stay for the board to go ahead and conduct these audits and things like that. So it ends up being a little bit more time-consuming both legally and for Rachel's folks, I think, than, you know, we would like, but we feel like for bootstrapping purposes, it's just necessary for us to know what is owed and what is outstanding when these things are in bankruptcy. So there's a heightened scrutiny, I think.
Is there a similar policy for companies going to Chapter 7, for instance?
It's all bankruptcies. It becomes more problematic in Chapter 7, but yeah. I got to say that since the policy was implemented, which was around the time that the Haynesville boom was coming down, and you started to see bankruptcies from that, we haven't had any Chapter 7s that didn't assign their leases such that the party acquiring them had to come up to speed on whatever was owed. But it would apply across the board to all bankruptcies.
Any comments from the public? Motion?
So moved.
Second?
Sanders.
Any opposition? Without opposition, it's adopted. Thank you very much.
Item number 5 is a proposal to rescind the resolution dated June 8, 1994, which authorized counsel handling litigation to refrain from setting forth monetary amounts in pleadings filed on behalf of the state. The resolution does not coincide with current practice. The Attorney General's Office at times is required to state dollar amounts in pleadings in contravention of this resolution. The Attorney General's Office is in agreement with the recommendation to rescind. Staff recommends rescission.
Any comment from the public? Motion for approval? Second? Any opposition? Approved.
Item number 6 is a proposal to rescind the resolution dated April 12, 1972, which authorizes the Mineral Income Division to allow payers of royalty amounts less than $1 per month to remit reports on a quarterly basis. Louisiana Revised Statute 212, Section 32A through B, provides that proceeds from production that total less than $100 for a 12-month period may be accumulated and remitted annually. Amounts less than $100 for a 12-month period but greater than $25 are to be remitted monthly when written request is made to the payer by the lessor. The resolution predates the statute and therefore is no longer necessary as the statute covers the scenario enacted by the resolution. Staff recommends rescission.
Any comment from the public?
Sanders, move.
Second?
Second.
Any objection? So approved.
And finally, item number 7 is the staff report to the committee that the election for September 2015 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C. Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texco Global Settlement Agreement.
Any comment from the public? Motion? Oh, just okay. We don't need a motion. Motion to adjourn then.
Second.
Without objection. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Call to order the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Schutz. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Bruyette. Mr. Klein. Mr. Morton. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Hike.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
Mr. Meehl, you're going to be the spokesperson this morning?
Yes, sir, I will.
Designate you as such. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Item number one is a request for final approval of a lease amendment by and between the State Mineral and Energy Board, Texas Petroleum Investment Company, and W&T Offshore, Inc., whereas said parties desire to amend said lease to include the force majeure provision, shut-in provision clause, and other required clauses affecting state lease number 1997 and 1998, situated in Plaquemines and St. Bernard Parishes, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument that appears on today's docket as item 1526. This item has been duly advertised, and staff recommends final approval.
Chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment on the motion? Any board objection? Motion carries. Thank you.
Item number two is a request for final approval of a lease amendment by and between the State Mineral and Energy Board, Texas Petroleum Investment Company, W&T Offshore, Inc., Energy Quest 2, LLC, and L-Log Exploration Company, LLC, where said parties desire to amend said lease to include the force majeure provision, shut-in provision clause, and other required clauses affecting state lease number 2326, situated in Plaquemines in St. Bernard Parishes, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument that appears on today's docket as item number 1527. Again, this item has been duly advertised, and staff recommends final approval.
It's a pleasure, the board. Your motion?
Motion.
Move. Thank you. Your second. I have a second. Any comment on public comment on this motion? Any board comment or objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number three is a request by staff for final approval of the lignite or coal mining lease form. Staff recommends final approval. The final lease form in your packets includes the revisions responsive to public comments received.
Need a motion on that, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Any comment about the length of this document? I was just kidding about the length of this document that we're going to talk about. What's the pleasure of the board? Your motion? Second?
Second.
Thank you very much. Any public comment on the motion of adopting the Lignite lease form? Any objection or comment by the board? Hear none. Motion carries.
Item number four is an update to the board.
Excuse me a second. I was being light about this. I'm sincere. This is a great piece of work.
It's quite
detailed, and hopefully we will need it in the future.
It's a wonderful improvement from the 1983 form, but as I get older, it's kind of hard for me to hear, so I apologize.
No problem.
When you make your comment.
I didn't want you to think I was demeaning.
No, sir. Don't take it like that at all.
Thank you.
All right, item number four is an update to the board regarding the proposed new lease form. The staff recommendations as far as the assignment clause is concerned that they recommend that the board grant authority to post on the DNR's website for public review and comment the proposed changes to this clause. The staff's recommended redraft of this provision is enclosed in your packet. insofar as the other clause, the deep rights clause, staff recommends that the language in the current lease form not be revised at this time. This recommendation is based on the staff's review of the numerous comments provided by industry and the geological and technological complexities involved. So we would like a motion on the assignment clause to post that to the website.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Thank you. Second. Is there any public comment on this motion? Any board comment or objection? Yes. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. It's going to remain as it has in the 2000 form. That is correct, yes, sir.
What is the remaining to be dealt with?
We have the insurance form and the financial securities, and that will complete all of the provisions that we set out to. I would miss next month, perhaps, we would be a good guess.
I have a question. Could you give me a short explanation of what was in the old lease, what is in this lease, and what had been proposed that's not in this lease as it relates to the deep exploration?
Mr. Hike, the what's commonly known in the industry as a pew clause, we have that in our current lease. We call it the deferred development clause. It says that when acreage that is under lease is not being developed, that the lessee has a duty to drill and explore that property or release it from the lease. So the deep rights portion would have created within that pew clause a horizontal aspect of it so that deeper rights could be released.
That was under discussion,
yes.
Was it not?
Yes, sir.
And it was considered, at least at one of the meetings that I had attended, as to whether or not that would be put into the new lease. What you're telling us today is that that is not in this new lease.
That is correct.
That's correct.
And tell me why was it under discussion initially to restrict the deep rights?
Well, because the industry felt like when they spend $20 million to drill a well that they own all rights from surface down to China. And that's pretty much been a practice in industry. However, as time evolved, there have been some large landowners that have been hard to play with, and as such, that provision had gone in some of the private forms. There's plenty of other things involved with that wasn't taken into consideration in the beginning, one being tracking it, our system at present. It would make it very difficult to be able to monitor that as well. Or probably some of the bigger changes. But I think one of the biggest issues is that industry felt like they were deserving of it. We kind of felt like, well, since other players are doing that, maybe we ought to get on board. But we made a compromise here. Again, there's a lot of things. Doesn't mean that we can't revisit it and come back to you in the very near future or the late future and decide that we've got a fix for this.
Did the department or your division identify how many leases were limited in their expiration in terms of these deep rights that we're discussing? In other words, did you identify so many leases that were limited in the depth in which they were pursuing production or exploration?
I don't know if that was taken into consideration. I think the concept of you have a lease that has been developed to a particular depth, and why are you letting everything below it just sit idle and not allow someone else to maybe pursue it? We just felt that I'm thinking that I wanted to work with industry, and I felt like even though it was a good thing to pursue,
if those deep rights were released and someone else wanted to pursue that, there may be more production, revenue to the state, et cetera, right?
Right. There's no percentage to say how effective that would have been, but that was a particular angle. Yes, that would open up additional acreage that was being kept. But then there was the incentive to the oil company without having that restriction that later on, as long as they produced up whole, they still had the rights to go down deeper and try to find something. So it was a give-and-take situation as far as I think the consensus of the staff was concerned.
I'll add to that a little bit on the staff's. The staff still believes it was a good idea and concept, just we had issues with defining the different horizons and tracking it. Right now it's very difficult. The geologists looked at it a lot of different ways, and trying to define the horizons and where to cut it off was very difficult. And Mr. Hike, you were present at the industry meeting where a number of members of the industry commented they thought that the state was entitled to get the acreage back after a period of time. It was also difficult determining at what point in time the acreage should return to the state. So we thought that it's still a good concept, and we would like to revisit it maybe in a couple of years, but we didn't think we were ready to implement it at this time.
But therein lies my question as to whether or not there has been an identification of the number of leases in which those deep rights were not being pursued, if you understand what I'm trying to say. In other words, how many? What are we talking about?
We don't have that number, but if you'd like for us to, we will look at that and come back to you and report on that to you next month.
I mean, I, you know. And I understand that, Mr. Secretary. One other thing, and I would like to know how many of those leases we're talking about. The other thing that I think would be important is to determine what other states are doing in that regard. So maybe if you could enlighten us in that regard.
We will have that on next month's agenda to report back to you.
Chairman has a question on the security side of the new lease form. I'm sorry I can't give it to you right from my brain. I was all for security and for insurance. What is the final, just in a nutshell, clause or provision or requirement in our new mineral lease form?
We haven't finalized that.
Haven't finalized it yet?
No.
I know it's controversial, and there's. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're working on that right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, that. Any other questions on item number four?
Do you sit in a motion for that item?
That number five.
Yeah, motion to approve
the assignment clause.
Assignment.
May I have a motion on number four, please? Thank you. May I have a second, please? Thank you. We have a second. Any public comment on the matter under discussion? Any board comment or objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir. Thank you for keeping house.
Item number five is a request by Greehy and Company Limited for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering lands formerly subject to State Operating Agreement 261 in Coquille Bay Field, Platteland Parish, Louisiana. Staff recommends that the board grant authority to staff to negotiate with Greehy and Company Limited to remove the acreage in question from Commerce, making it unavailable for leasing until October the 14th, 2015, or until an operating agreement is confected and approved by the board, whichever occurs first.
What's the pleasure of the board? Chair will entertain a motion. Your motion? Thank you. Do I hear a second? Thank you. Thank you for the second. Any public comment on this motion? Any board comment or objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number six is a request by staff to rescind board resolutions dated January the 21st, 1960, August the 6th, 1964, May 13th, 1965, September the 8th, 1966, December the 8th, 1971, and May 8th, 1974, that establishes policies for division orders. The staff recommends that the board rescind these prior resolutions because OMR decided to discontinue signing division orders as per DNR Legal Division back in 2007.
Okay, we're going back a long time here. May I have a motion? Thank you very much. Thank you for the second. Is there any public comment on this motion? Board comment or objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
And the final item today is item number seven, which is an update to the board regarding nomination and track committee resolution 150805 and audit committee resolution 150812 passed at the August 12, 2015 meeting, which required the promulgation of rules in accordance with the Administrative Procedure Act. This is an advisory item only. Resolution 150805 implemented requirements that applications for mineral leases on state-owned lands, and resolutions 150812 adopted a recoupment fee payable to OMR for processing reimbursements of overpayments. In addressing the required revisions to Louisiana Administrative Code, the staff determined that comprehensive revisions to the provisions within the Louisiana Administrative Code applicable to OMR's operations are warranted. As such, staff will be providing for the board's review and consideration substantial changes to the provisions over the next several months. And that completes the items. No.
That's information only.
Only, yes, sir.
Are we receiving, Chair has a question, are we receiving comments concerning this particular item from industry or soliciting?
Not at this time. Staff is putting it all together.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Your second.
Thank you for the second. The objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Briette, Ms. Klein, Ms. Martin, Ms. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Chu.
Here.
Mr.
Here.
Thank you. Today's docket review committee is in two parts. Part one is a docket review. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring broader approval for the September 9, 2015 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, State Agency Leases, please approve item number one.
For category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 8. For item number 9, approve subject to the approval of the governor. Please approve items number 10 through items 19. For category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 4, and this will complete the staff's recommendations for part 1 of the docket review committee.
Sanders moves.
Okay. Part 2 is a resolution number 15-09-0XX, and it's included in your materials. It's a request by staff to adopt a new policy governing transfers and assignments, which ensures lessee and staff compliance with prior resolutions, and that the following forms be used to obtain the information required by these resolutions. Form A is acknowledgement and estoppel certification. There are two forms involved, one for lease certification and one for operating agreement certification. Form B, statement of conveyance. Form C, certification of bankruptcy status. And Form D, designation of joint account lessee. And this will conclude the docket review committee agenda recommendations to the state mental and energy board. Public comments.
We expect public comments.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the board. My name is Pat Theophilus, Theophilus Oil and Gas. Upon looking at this particular instrument, I happened to notice yesterday, I'm very, very concerned. I really believe, in all honesty, that the general public as well as industry needs more time to review this. Upon what I looked at, I have dealt with the state for many, many years, as you know, regarding certain issues, and this has really come up to my attention because basically a lot of your companies, they have their own assignment forms. They basically do blanket assignments. In other words, when I'm saying blanket assignments, they may have state leases involved as well as private landowner leases involved. Like I said, so what I would like is, again, to make a special request to the board to defer this item, let it go out to the public, those that are on the prospective leaseholder list, to make them very well aware of this, because I really think that this is going to draw quite a bit of attention to the industry out there. Like I said, I have looked at some of your documents that was presented, and again, my concern is with the way things are right now, as we all know, it's in a very, very slow time in our profession. I know what the state is looking at regarding some of these issues, but again, I just ask to please consider allowing the general public as well as industry time to really look over this with their legal counselors.
I'd like to add just one comment. The forms that are being proposed are merely documenting things that are already required in existing board resolutions. It's nothing new. It's just improvement in our documentation. And I'd also like to invite DNR Counsel Mr. Falcon to comment if he'd like. He's worked with us closely on developing these.
In addition to what Stacey's indicated, most of what we have also in these particular forms are either in the lease or in internal policies and procedures. So I think that the concern that Mr. Theophilus is raising is understandable. I would have no problem with the department agreeing or with the board agreeing to allow the estoppel certification to be posted for comment, perhaps revision. It is a sensitive issue, we understand that, but again, it's not a change in existing law, nor is it a change in existing lease terms and obligations. But again, we welcome the opportunity to get input on this. As to the other three forms, I think those are fairly standard. Again, those are part of the lease, and our policy requirements that we would have through OMR. So is it fair to say that there's no objection
right.
to the other
Well, like I said, my concern is, and again, dealing with these companies and so forth, a lot of these companies have their own assignment forms, okay? So with that in mind, I think that once they take their assignment forms and compare it to what y'all are presenting to them, they are going to have some questions. So I just want to be sure that, you know, that everybody just kind of looks at everything together and gets this item worked out. That's all I'm asking because, again, I just happened to catch this yesterday. And it's not saying, you know, regarding, you know, the board and the staff, but I just really feel like that this would be something that needs to be addressed and looked at by legal counselor for some of your companies on the outside.
Just so the board will understand, our interest is in approving assignments. By law, you as board members are required to approve all assignments and transfers, subleases, and the like. Otherwise, they are not valid. We have less interest, we have limited interest actually in the assignment instruments between the various entities external to our operations. What we're interested in is what is the liability that maintains our enforceability of lease terms and such, and that's what the estoppel certification is designed to address. But again, this is something new, so. Getting input, I believe, Stacey, unless you have a different feeling, I have no problem with allowing some comment on that.
Seconds. Sanders, second.
We have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
And just separately, I believe we need a motion to adopt forms B, C, and D, because I think the only issue is related to, I think it was, wasn't it attached
Sanders
to
Sanders moves. Sanders moves.
A second is presented.
A point of clarification, if I may. Ryan Seidel with the Attorney General's Office. Mr. Secretary, you had said that you would like this posted to the DNR website and available for public comment for 30 days for consideration of the next board meeting. Off the top of my head, I don't know if that's a 30-day window, but I just wanted to throw that out so that we could see before we... Okay, I think you'd need to... That would need to be voted on as a replacement motion.
Excuse me, if I may ask, is there any way possible that we could also put that on the prospective leaseholder to send it out? Because a lot of people are very, very bad regarding the website, I'll be honest with you. A lot of people really don't look at the website. I just happened to look at it yesterday, and this is what caught my attention. So with that in mind, I'm just saying I think it would draw more attention if it went out with the prospective leaseholder list, if that's okay.
That's no problem. We can do that.
Well, I believe we have a motion and second already on the floor concerning the other items, correct?
Correct.
Let's approve those first.
Is that correct?
B, C, and D, yes, sir.
We have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And we have a substitute motion by Mr. Schutz?
Correct.
Correct. I'll make a second to that motion.
We have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Anything in the motion to adjourn?
Mr. Secretary, before we do that, may I have a point of, I guess, personal privilege or whatever you want to call it? I want to make a comment. May I? Okay. During the discussions about the new lease form that I attended and somewhere along the line, I don't remember exactly where this document came from, but it's a comparison of other states and leasing provisions. And as I reviewed that, I want to go back to this lease form because, in my mind, the adoption of the lease form is extremely important. That of the states that are identified on this particular spreadsheet, four of the states do not address deep rights, but five of them do. Texas does, for instance. So I think, you know, we need to look at that very carefully. And the second thing is, as Mr. Sanders pointed out a minute ago, the same process, if you will, is looked upon in this particular spreadsheet as it relates to insurance and bonding requirements. And four or five of the states that are compared in this spreadsheet do have bonding requirements because of the liabilities in different areas. So half of the states, and we're talking about Alabama, Alaska, Colorado, Mississippi, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wyoming, those are the states that are compared in this particular sheet. So that's the reason that I question that. I mean, I think we need to look carefully at those two particular areas which have significant impact on this new lease form and where we're going in the future. And that's one of the reasons why I want some identification as to how many leases do we have in the state that are not explored past that 100-foot level. We ought to be able to produce that and just basically see what we're dealing with in terms of deep rights. And, again, I'm not quite sure why we're so hung up on not providing some security for our state, but for whatever reason, we haven't really adopted that procedure. Do we need to put those issues, Mr. Secretary, on this, on the website and the prospective lease? Okay. What about the issue dealing with deep rights? Do we have to put that on the website or the prospective lease holders? Okay, good.
And Mr. Pike, just so you know, tomorrow afternoon we have a meeting to discuss the financial obligations, the bonding and the insurance requirements. Sitting on my desk, we actually have the insurance proposal, the proposed language for the insurance provision, and we're going to meet on that tomorrow. We're going to discuss also tomorrow the bonding and alternatives for other financial security. So we're on top of that, and we will have something for y'all next board meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for those comments. I need a motion to adjourn the docket review committee.
Sanders.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Any opposed? The docket review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.